Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics on the specification, energy transfer. That's topic 2.3. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic will appear in your exam, guaranteed. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's make sure you walk into that exam hall feeling completely confident. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to describe energy stores and transfer pathways using the correct OCR language, calculate efficiency and specific heat capacity, explain how to reduce energy dissipation, and avoid the most common mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with the absolute foundation of this topic, the stores and pathways model. OCR is very specific about the language you use here, and examiners are trained to look for it. You cannot just say, energy moves from A to B. You must say, energy is transferred from the kinetic store of the ball to the thermal store of the surroundings by heating. That level of precision is what earns you marks. So, what are the energy stores? There are 8 of them, and you need to know all of them. Think of the mnemonic, King George eats chocolate, the nasty, magnetic, electrostatic. That gives you kinetic, gravitational potential, elastic potential, chemical, thermal, nuclear, magnetic, and electrostatic. 8 stores. Learn them. Now, what is a store? A store is simply a way of holding energy. An object has energy in its kinetic store if it is moving. It has energy in its gravitational potential store if it is raised above a reference point. A stretched spring has energy in its elastic potential store. A battery has energy in its chemical store, and everything with a temperature above absolute zero has energy in its thermal store. The key insight here, and this is something examiners love to test, is that energy is never created or destroyed. It is only ever transferred between stores. This is the law of conservation of energy, and you must state it explicitly in closed system questions. The total energy in a closed system always remains constant. Write that down. Now let's talk about the 4 transfer pathways. These are the mechanisms by which energy moves from one store to another. There are exactly 4: mechanically, electrically, by heating, and by radiation. Let's go through each one. Mechanically means a force acting over a distance. When you kick a football, the chemical store of your muscles transfers energy to the kinetic store of the ball mechanically. When a crane lifts a load, energy transfers to the gravitational potential store mechanically. Electrically means through an electric current. When you plug in a kettle, energy transfers from the chemical store of the power station through the electrical pathway to the thermal store of the water. By heating means through conduction, convection, or radiation due to a temperature difference. When you hold a hot mug, energy transfers from the thermal store of the mug to the thermal store of your hands by heating. By radiation means through electromagnetic waves, most commonly infrared radiation or light. The sun transfers energy to Earth's thermal store by radiation. Here's a tip. When you describe a transfer, always name the initial store, the final store, and the pathway. 3 components. Miss any one of them and you risk losing a mark. Now let's move on to dissipation. This is a word OCR examiners use constantly, and you must use it too. Energy is dissipated when it spreads out into the thermal store of the surroundings in a way that is no longer useful. Notice I said dissipated, not lost. Energy is never lost. If you write energy is lost in your exam, you will not be awarded that mark. The correct phrase is, energy is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Think about a car engine. The chemical store of the fuel transfers energy to the kinetic store of the car. That's the useful part. But energy is also dissipated to the thermal store of the engine, the exhaust gases, and the surrounding air by heating. The total energy is still conserved. It's just that some of it is no longer in a useful form. How do we reduce dissipation? 2 main methods come up in the exam. First, lubrication. Adding oil or grease to moving parts reduces friction between surfaces. Less friction means less energy is transferred to the thermal store of the surroundings by heating. Second, thermal insulation. Materials with low thermal conductivity slow down the rate of energy transfer by heating. This is why houses have loft insulation and cavity wall insulation. Now let's talk about efficiency. This is a calculation topic, and it's worth several marks in every paper. Efficiency tells you what fraction of the total input energy is transferred to a useful output store. The formula is efficiency equals useful output energy divided by total input energy. You can express this as a decimal between 0 and 1 or multiply by 100 to get a percentage. If a device has an efficiency of 0.75, that means 75% of the input energy is transferred usefully and 25% is dissipated. Here's the critical mistake candidates make every year. They put the total input energy on top and the useful output on the bottom. That gives you a value greater than 1, which is physically impossible for efficiency. Efficiency can never exceed 1 or 100%. If your answer is greater than 1, you have the fraction upside down. Flip it. The same formula works with power. Efficiency equals useful output power divided by total input power. Power, by the way, is the rate of energy transfer. 1 watt equals 1 joule per second. The formula is power equals energy divided by time. And here is a unit conversion trap that catches candidates every year. Time must be in seconds. If the question gives you time in minutes, multiply by 60 before you substitute into the equation. A 5-minute period is 300 seconds. Get this wrong and your answer will be 60 times too large. Now let's cover specific heat capacity, which is a higher tier calculation, but also appears conceptually at foundation. Specific heat capacity, often abbreviated as SHC or the letter C, is the amount of energy required to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of a substance by 1 degree Celsius. Different materials have different specific heat capacities. Water has a very high specific heat capacity of 4,200 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius, which is why it's used in central heating systems. It can store a lot of thermal energy. The formula is energy equals mass times specific heat capacity times change in temperature. In symbols, E equals mc delta T. Let's break that down. E is energy in joules. M is mass in kilograms. And here's another unit trap. If the mass is given in grams, divide by 1,000 to convert to kilograms. C is the specific heat capacity in joules per kilogram per degree Celsius, and delta T is the temperature change in degrees Celsius. Do not confuse specific heat capacity with thermal conductivity. They are completely different things. Specific heat capacity tells you how much energy is needed to change the temperature of a material. Thermal conductivity tells you how quickly energy transfers through a material by conduction. A material with high thermal conductivity transfers energy quickly, like metals. A material with low thermal conductivity transfers energy slowly, like wood, wool, or air. Examiners specifically test whether you can distinguish between these two concepts. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. I want to share the most important tips that will directly earn you marks. Tip 1. Always use the stores and pathways language. Every time you describe an energy transfer, name the store, name the store, name the pathway. Energy is transferred from the chemical store of the battery to the kinetic store of the motor electrically. That sentence has all three components and would earn full marks. Tip 2. Never say energy is lost or used up. Always say it is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. This is the single most common error in GCSE physics exams nationwide. Train yourself to never write the word lost when talking about energy. Tip 3. For efficiency calculations, always check your answer is between 0 and 1 or between 0 and 100%. If it isn't, you've made an error. Tip 4. For power calculations, convert time to seconds before substituting. Write the conversion as a step in your working. Examiners can award method marks even if your final answer is wrong. Tip 5. For specific heat capacity, convert grams to kilograms. Write mass equals x grams divided by 1,000 equals y kilograms as a clear step. Tip 6. For 6-mark level of response questions, typically about evaluating insulation methods or planning an investigation, structure your answer around 3 things: the independent variable, what you change, the dependent variable, what you change, the dependent variable, what you measure, and the control variables, what you keep the same. Examiners are looking for this structure to award the top mark band. Tip 7. When a question asks you to explain something, always use the word because to link cause and effect. Lubrication reduces friction because the oil creates a layer between the surfaces, which means less energy is transferred to the thermal store of the surroundings by heating. That's an explain answer. Tip 8. Know the difference between command words. State means give a short factual answer. One sentence is usually enough. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. Explain means give a reason using because. Calculate means show all working, use the correct formula, and include units. Evaluate means consider evidence on both sides and make a judgment. Section 3, quickfire recall, quiz. Right, it's quiz time. I'll ask you a question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 4 energy transfer pathways? The answer is mechanically, electrically, by heating, and by radiation. Question 2. What is the formula for efficiency? Efficiency equals useful output energy divided by total input energy. Question 3. A device has 200 joules of input energy and 150 joules of useful output. What is its efficiency as a percentage? 150 divided by 200 equals 0.75 times 100 equals 75%. Question 4. What is the specific heat capacity formula? Energy equals mass times specific heat capacity times change in temperature. Question 5. What is the correct phrase to use instead of energy is lost? Energy is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Question 6. If time is given as 3 minutes in a power calculation, what value do you substitute? 180 seconds. Question 7. Name 3 ways to reduce energy dissipation in a mechanical system. Lubrication, streamlining, and thermal insulation. Question 8. What does a high specific heat capacity tell you about a material? It requires a large amount of energy to raise its temperature by 1 degree Celsius per kilogram. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. The key things to take away from today are, first, always use the stores and pathways model. Name the store, name the store, name the pathway. Second, energy is never lost. It is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Third, efficiency is useful output divided by total input, and it can never exceed one. Fourth, for power calculations, time must be in seconds. Fifth, for specific heat capacity, mass must be in kilograms. Sixth, distinguish clearly between specific heat capacity and thermal conductivity. They are tested separately and confused frequently. This topic connects beautifully to other areas of physics. Your understanding of thermal energy links to particle theory and states of matter. Your efficiency calculations connect to electrical circuits and the cost of electricity. Your knowledge of energy stores connects to forces in motion, particularly gravitational potential and kinetic energy in the context of roller coasters, projectiles, and falling objects. You've got this. Energy transfer is a topic where careful language and methodical calculation technique will earn you every mark available. Practice the worked examples, use the stores and pathways language in every answer, and remember, energy is never lost, and neither are your marks if you follow these steps. Good luck in your exam. You've been brilliant today. See you in the next episode.